starting in chapter 3, this section, particular section here, in verses 1 through 6, Peter gives instructions to believing wives. Wives who are believers in Jesus Christ and are otherwise adjusted in their Christian life. In verse 1, first revolves around submission of a believing wife to a negative spouse, as he maintains the subject of submission. Looking at the Greek here, he begins with the adverb in the same way, which is homoios, H-O-N-O-I-O-S, homoios, or homoios. So omega is a long O. In the same way, likewise, so also, similarly, all synonymous ways of translating this particular adverb. You wise is a definite article in the feminine case with our noun for wise here, gune, G-U-N-E. It's in the vocative case, which is a case of address, hence you wise, to get their attention. The definite article here governs both the noun, gune, and the participle that will follow immediately. Gune can be translated either woman or wise, depending on context. It's our typical noun for women, or woman, here in the plural. Then you have the following adjectival participle, which that definite article modifies. Present passive, vocative case again. Be submissive. Same verb that we've seen already in 2:13 and 18. Hupotasso. H-U-P-O-T-A-S-S-O. Here we note that the participial forms of this verb in 2:18, where is the participle there, servants, be submissive. And here in our verse, being submissive are thematically designed to extend this first use as an imperative back in verse 13, denoting continuing a theme. The first one, the verb, is not a participle. Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake in verse 13. That was an imperative. The participle emphasizes action. Keep on doing something. So it carries forward the theme of submission in a continuous way in Peter's use of these two participles here. That's what I'm trying to say. Be submissive. And who's it? The object of their action here is to your own husbands. You have the definite article plus the adjective here in the dative case denoting one's own possession, ho idios, I-D-I-O-S. The hints to your own man. And then our noun for husband here also can be translated as man or husband, here in the plural, husbands, aner, A-N-E-R. So you have goonies and on-airs. Then he gives a purpose, the command, the primary purpose here, obviously, for all intents and purposes of his discussion. So that if any of them are disobedient to the word, you have a conjunction of denoting purpose here, so that hina, H-I-N-A, even is the extensive use. It's emphatic, if you will, the term chi, or conjunction chi, K-A-I. And then that's followed with the first-class conditional particle. Here, I, if, E-I, simply E-I. That assumes that the conclusion is true. In other words, Peter's, again, presenting a particular scenario to be played out. So that even if any of them, any of these literally is the indefinite pronoun kiss, P-I-S, nominative masculine plural, with reference to the husbands, translated of them, any of them in the New American Standard, to denote that, are disobedient to the word. Our verb here for disobedience is a present active indicative, third person plural, a P-I-T-E-I. T-H-E-O. Present active indicative, the present tense denotes keep on doing something in the Greek. So keep on disobeying. These are in a continuous, repetitive, linear, unbroken state here of disobedience. That's the emphasis here of the present tense. Keep on disobeying, are disobedient, refuse to believe. We saw the verb used back in chapter 2, verse 8. A stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, for they stumble because they are disobedient to the word. So we see a likeness of construction here. And then it's followed with our noun for word, the definite article, logos. Obviously, that's the word of God in view here, Bible doctrine. L-O-G-O-S. Here in a singular, another collective singular, looking at the entire realm of doctrine with respect to God's plan for man. Are disobedient to the word, so that they may be one. Here is the potential hope in regards to the acclimation of the woman to Peter's command. So they may be one without a word by the behavior of their wives. They may be one is the verb future passive indicative of care dino, K-E-R-D-A-I-N-O. It means to derive profit or gain advantage. Obviously, in the spiritual sense, anyone who would be converted would gain definite profit. They would have the advantage in the angelic conflict, would they not? It's used 17 times. Be one and follow with the preposition here, without, translated without, is anu, A-N-E-U, apart from. It's used 3 times here, Matthew 10:29 and 1 Peter 4:9, be hospitable to one another without complaint, apart from complaint. And here we have a kind of a play on words from disobedience to the word, be able to be one without a word, apart from a word. Again, our noun for word, logos, by the behavior of their wives. You have the preposition dia, D-I-A, by or through, here taking genitive case, denoting agency, followed with the our noun for behavior with the definite article, hey, anastrophe, A-N-A-S-T-R-O-P-H-E, behavior, conduct, modus vivendi, that we saw back in chapter 1, verse 15 and 18 and 2:12. Their wives, again, definite article with our noun for wives in the plural, hegune. Their wives, obviously, that this bears is implied. In verse 2, we have the silent witness. Silent witness, as the wives are able to produce this. As they observe your chaste and respectful behavior. As they observe is the circumstantial part of simple, aorist active, nominate masculine plural of the verb epoptuo, E-P-O-P-T-E-U-O, epoptuo, to observe or scrutinize, the same one we saw back in 2:12 in regards to the slanderers of believers observing their good works. Your chaste and respectful behavior. Here is the pronoun su, S-U, reference to the wise, in our noun, or adjective, excuse me, for chaste here, with the definite article is hey, hagnos, H-A-G-N-O-S, means pure, innocent, blameless, derivative of hagios, hagnos, holy. It's used 8 times. As they observe your chaste and respectful behavior. In the Greek, we have the preposition in, which takes the instrumental case here by means of. The New American Standard substitutes and. Then our noun for fear, phobos, P-H-O-B-O-S. As they observe your face by means of fear behavior. Again, anastrophe is our noun for behavior, the same as in the previous verse. All right, well, we've got that out of the way. We'll start with analysis Sunday morning. Father, again, we thank you for the truth of your word. We ask God, the Holy Spirit, to continue to light and see things back in this Father class. In Jesus' name, amen.